Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, after a summer of Olympics and Paralympics, it's all over. But we have the memories, Oisin Coyne.
It is indeed, Mary. Good morning. As you mentioned, the Paralympics concluding last night. The world watched in awe and amazement as over 4,000 athletes from around the globe competed in over 500 events across 22 sports. Ellen Keane and Michael Murphy were Ireland's flag bearers for the closing ceremony at the Stade de France after a thrilling campaign for Team Ireland, taking home 6 medals, including 1 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze. The athletes will be welcomed home at Dublin Airport around 2:30 this afternoon. Let's keep a close eye on the RT News platforms for coverage of that. Now, the soccer and Festi Ebosele has been called into the Republic of Ireland squad for Tuesday night's game against Greece after injury ruled out Seamus Coleman. The Ireland skipper was taken off with an ankle injury after a tangle with Harry Maguire during Saturday's defeat against England and will return to his club Everton for treatment. Ebosele has yet to feature for Watford this season, where he's on loan from Udinese. The 22-year-old has won 3 caps so far, featuring off the bench in Ireland's Euro 24 qualifiers against France and the Netherlands, coming on in a friendly against Belgium back in March as well. Now, last night, Northern Ireland missed the chance to make it back-to-back victories in the Nations League. They suffered a 1-0 defeat away to Bulgaria, and Michael O'Neill's men had begun their campaign with a 2-0 win over Luxembourg at Windsor Park last Thursday, but he said the away fixture was always going to be a tough challenge.
These games are always difficult. I always think the second game, being away from home, is probably the most difficult thing in any international window, so we have to deal with that. And for the younger players, it's a new experience a little bit as well. So, but I think, you know, we have to make sure that we keep the performance level up is the big thing. Again, away from home, you have to be difficult to beat. And as I say, in the last sort of 6 games, I think, you know, barring Spain, we've conceded 1 goal, so we've kept 4 clean sheets. So that there's positive things for us to draw on there, and we have to try and obviously replicate that in the game.
Now, in tennis, Italian Yannick Sinner strolled to the US Open title last night after a straight sets victory over home favourite Taylor Fritz in New York. The world's number one secured a 6-3, 6-4, 7-5 victory, Flushing Meadows, and it's Sinner's second Grand Slam title of the season, having won the Australian Open back in January. Now, to golf, and England's Matt Wallace held his nerve in a playoff to register his first DP World Tour win in 6 years with victory at the Omega European Masters. The 34-year-old began yesterday's final round with a 4-shot lead, but when he was playing his partner Alfredo Garcia Heredia, he birdied the last to join him on 11 under par. The pair had to return to the 18th tee for an additional hole in Crans-sur-Sierre. Faced with a near identical approach shot to the one or minutes earlier in regulation play, Wallace hit it within 8 feet to put pressure back on the Spaniard, whose 132 event wait for a maiden win continues, as he could not hole his birdie attempt, and Wallace roared with relief when his putt dropped, fighting back the tears in his post-round interview.
That was a hard day, man. That was a hard day. Felt like I played all right. Sorry for the tears.
That's no, you don't worry.
I'm happy. That was good. Alfredo and Beef played great, you know. And it wasn't easy. I felt like there was a score out there and I just couldn't get anything going. And I, you know, good drives and then mess up. Like the 9th hole, messed that up. To take a bit of an advantage into that back nine. Just kept pushing, and Alfredo did what he needed to do at the end there. I said to him as we went in, I said, great playing. It's a lot easier to make birdie when you need to on the last, you know. And that's what I did. And just bringing back memories from 2 years ago when I'd lost and I wasn't focused then. That's focus for me right there. So, yeah, I'm buzzing.
Out of all the wins you've had here and on the PGA Tour as well, is that the most resilient you've had to be in victory so far?
Yeah, because I've been playing great, and you don't want to give it away, and you just got to stick in. And you had the lead, and I could have easily lost it a few times the last couple of days, especially yesterday with how bad hard it was playing. But man, I stuck at it, and that's me, and that's golf. Yeah, for me, that's Matt Wallace golf right there.
Matt Wallace there. Now on to cycling, and Primoz Roglic is the Vuelta a España champion for the 4th time. The Slovenian finished 2nd in yesterday's 21st and final stage, clinching the overall title ahead of Ben O'Connor, while Ireland's Eddie Dunbar finished 11th in general classification. But here at home, Mia Griffin sealed a superb overall victory in the Ross na Mann, becoming the first Irish winner of the race in 11 years. After being part of Ireland's Team Pursuit squad at the Paris Olympics, she finished 6 seconds clear of the Dutch woman Noor Dekker and 11 ahead of defending champion Manon de Boer. Fellow Irish woman and teammate Caoimhe O'Brien was fifth. And finally, there's horse racing in Galway this afternoon. The first of an 8-race card is off at 20 past 3.